ignition sequence start. 3, 2, 1.
Range is hot. Lock and load. It's time for the gun rack with your hosts, Joey and Drew.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gun Rack. Sonoran Desert Institute School of Firearms Technology's official podcast. I am Drew Poplin with you here today. I hope everyone had a lovely week. And I don't know about you guys. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. I just feel exhausted. Quick reminder. I'm glad I saw this just before I started recording. Quick reminder. This Sunday is daylight savings time. Yay. Time is going forward. So maybe get to bed an hour earlier than you normally do, because Monday morning is going to be rough, folks. So just a little heads up on that. Now, earlier this week, I had the privilege to sit down with SDI's outstanding graduate of 2023, Mr. Owen Chambers. And we've known about Owen for just over a year now. We started to talking to him and his friend Shelby, and we found out about their work creating an unofficial SDI Discord, and that has been extremely successful. And then we heard that he was awarded Outstanding Graduate for 2023. So now that he's graduated, felt like it's a great time to bring him onto the program. So very excited to share this conversation with you. Before we get into that, though, let's talk about SDI. Sonoran Desert Institute, SDI, is an online school that helps students learn the skills and techniques they'll need to be successful in the firearms and the unmanned technology industries. Yes, you heard us correctly. We are online schools, so we're able to serve pretty much everywhere in the United States at this point. SDI is accredited by the Distance Education Accrediting Commission, the DEAC, and currently we offer 3 programs in firearms technology. The Associate of Science in Firearms Technology, the Certificate in Firearms Technology Gunsmithing, and finally, our brand new offering, the Certificate in Firearms Technology Handgun Specialist Program. Now, if you want information about any of those programs, you can go to our website. That's www.sdi.edu, and you can find out more there. Now, without any further ado, let's go ahead and hop into this conversation. Quick note, I recorded this phone call using Ring Central, which for some reason it doesn't pick up my microphone. So I apologize for the sound quality. It's not the greatest, but it was a great conversation. So without further ado, let's do it.
All right. So Joey and I, we've been in talks with Owen Chambers and Shelby Reyna Guerrera for over a year now. I think it was in December of 2022, Joey and I were first made aware of their work creating the SDI Student Discord, and also made aware of the fact that they're fans of the podcast, which is really cool. But we reached out to them, we did up chatting briefly, and we talked about maybe recording an episode for the podcast with them, but we decided to hold off on it because we wanted to wait until they graduate. However, Owen has recently been named the 2023 Outstanding Graduate for SDI, so we felt that now was probably a good time to bring him onto the show. So I want everyone to welcome fellow member of the Gun Rack Mafia, Owen Chambers. Owen, how are you doing today, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, of course, of course. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you again. How's 2024 been for you so far?
It's been pretty good. There's been a lot of moving parts, working on getting my private pilot license now. And, you know, it's been going by pretty quickly. It's only been 3 months, but it's felt like it's been like 2 weeks. So it's been pretty good. It's been kind of surreal finally graduating and kind of being at the end of the tunnel on the other side. So, yeah, it's been pretty good.
For sure. For sure. I'm glad to hear that, though. Yeah, if it's cool with you. I just want to get into your background a little bit. So before you got to SDI, did you have any prior education? Or was this kind of your first experience with higher education?
So I recently I say recently, it was probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I graduated from the University of New Orleans with my business degree, and then I also got a computer science degree. That was my first bachelor's degree that I got, and I work in the technical space right now as a network engineer, and during my time at SCI, I was still working full-time, so I just had to make the schedules meet up, but it wasn't too bad. Right now, I'm trying to get my business underway, but I'm still currently a network engineer.
Okay. Cool deal. I didn't know that you graduated from the University of New Orleans. Are you still kind of in that area?
I actually moved to Tennessee about a year and a half ago, and I lived in New Orleans for the last 20 years. So I actually went to Louisiana Tech first, and then I kind of bounced around. I went to LSU a little bit, and then I ended up finishing out my studies at the University of New Orleans.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're kind of hitting all those major universities there in Louisiana, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I told you this or not. I actually was down in New Orleans, gosh, maybe right before I heard about you. Me and my wife, we had our honeymoon down there. I got to tell you, man, it was awesome. No one told me about the parking, though.
Yeah. So you can park downtown just about anywhere, but you can't park on Thursdays because that's when they do the street cleaning. So yeah, good luck finding a parking spot down there.
Yeah, so we arrived because we just thought maybe there was like a concierge or something at the hotel we were at. I don't know what we were thinking. We were in love, but
yeah, you can't park. It's like most downtowns, they have like an underground like parking garage or even an overhead one, but in Louisiana you can't even dig a foot without hitting the swamp. So
yeah. Yeah. There's not much room if you start digging. But we got there about 12:30 at night, and we had to park, I want to say, about 10 blocks away from our hotel and just walk from the parking garage, like past Bourbon Street and everything, with our bags and everything. I was just like, oh, my. It was an odd first night there, but we ended up loving the city.
Great food.
Oh my gosh, that was probably the best part. Like, I had never had a beignet before.
Oh wow, okay, yeah. So you went to Café du Monde?
Yeah, so we went there. We went to Café Beignet, a couple different places.
Nice.
I mean, I was also a fan of the drinking laws there. That was that was a change of pace, but
yeah, you can go through drive-thrus and get whatever you want.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just so foreign to where I'm from. Like, in North Carolina, you have, like, these weird liquor laws or whatever. So it's definitely a bit of a foreign concept to me, but I loved it down there. Now, whereabouts in Tennessee are you?
So we ended up – so it's kind of a funny story of how we ended up in Tennessee. Me and my wife, you know, we were pretty much just born and raised in Louisiana, and we're very outdoorsy people. And like Louisiana is pretty flat. So like, there's really not much to do unless you're, you know, a big fisher and you have your own boat.
Mm-hmm.
But every hurricane that came through, we either had to evacuate or we had to kind of just hunker down. And so we had just built our house in Gonzales, which is just a little small town between Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurricane Ida was coming through and it was a really big one. And they strongly recommended that we evacuate, and we just didn't know where to go. So we kind of just we opened up the map and just kind of picked a spot that was like a little bit more north, but not too far away. So we ended up with Chattanooga because my wife didn't want to really evacuate to anywhere in like Mississippi or Alabama.
Sure.
Or Arkansas even. And so we ended up in Chattanooga. So we stayed in Chattanooga for about 2 weeks. And the time that we stayed here, I mean, we were working, we're both network engineers. So we were still working remote out of the hotel, but when we got off work, we would go and explore the city and go do stuff, go hiking. And we ended up loving it here so much that when we got back to our house, we started saying, hey, we should take a vacation up there. We weren't even considering moving yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a vacation up there for another 2 weeks and we loved it. We loved the people. And we got back from that vacation and that's when we started talking about, like, this would be a really nice place to move to, which is such a foreign idea because growing up, like both of us, you stay close to your family and, you know, you're a tight-knit community. And so we ended up moving here. I got a job here in November of 22. And then by December 19th, a month later, we had packed up our house and sold it and moved up here in a month. And so it was hectic, but we love it up here. It's amazing.
That's awesome. And Chattanooga is a nice city. I've only been, I think, maybe twice in my life, but I remember liking it. There's a lot of natural beauty there. So,
yeah, it's a great city. I mean, I guess the crime rate numbers don't do us justice, but it is a really nice city because we moved downtown. And then while we were downtown, that was kind of part of our plan, was to look for property outside of the city. Mm-hmm. So I actually live about 30 minutes outside of the city. I've got some property up here, and I work remote most of the time. She still works 100% remote, and then I go in the office whenever I need to downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great gig.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I'd say, what's your favorite part about Chattanooga now that you guys have moved?
My favorite part has to be how social everybody is, because I myself am a social butterfly, so I like to talk to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I like to know people and build those relationships, and everybody here is like an open book. And a large majority of people that you meet here are not from here, so they all have their own stories. I've met some really cool people here and gone on some really cool trips and done some really cool stuff in like North Tennessee, gone on some fishing trips in Kentucky and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been really awesome.
Awesome. Well, I'm really happy for you. That's great. Now let's go ahead, shift a little bit, talk about SDI a little bit. Can you tell us how you first heard about SDI?
I heard about SDI it was a sponsorship on Duran Thumbs and Brand. It was, I think it was both. So it was Brandon Herrera had mentioned SDI, and then Duran Thumb was, he's always pushing like, you know, get training, get out there, you know, and, he mentioned SDI, and I was like, man, this sounds really interesting, but it wasn't something I strongly considered. And then on the trip that we were driving up for the evacuation to Chattanooga, is when my wife and me were talking about, it was one of those long road trips where you're just having like those deep, profound conversations.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
What do you want to do for the rest of your life? And I was like, well, I love network engineering, but what I love more is working with other people and working with my hands and getting to know the people that I'm working with. So we started talking about SDI, and she was the one that actually mentioned it. And she was like, well, you should, you know, enroll there. And I was like, I'm not going back to school. I've already been through school. I was like a super senior, like six times. I was like,
uh-huh.
I wasn't the strongest student going through college. I struggled with my studies, and so I was scared. It was kind of a scary idea to go back to school after I graduated, like just a year and a half, 2 years before that conversation. So that's when we got to talking about it, was on one of the sponsorships. And then I said, you know what? Cause it sounded great. We even talked about a business and everything. And we even bought a domain that night after we came up with the name while we were driving up. And, I said, you know what, let me sit on it for like 3 to 4 months. And if I'm still as passionate about it as I am now, then let's go ahead and do it. Cause she wanted me to do it, and I was scared to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so about 4 months later, I was still like, man, this would be awesome. I still felt like that same drive. So that's when I enrolled, and the rest is history.
Yeah. That's gotta be comforting though. Like giving it some time and still having that desire.
Yeah.
Like that's usually a pretty good sign to kind of fall through on your gut.
Yeah.
Now, just for the audience, can you quickly tell us, you know, what course you decided to roll in?
So I went ahead and did the associate's program. There was a couple reasons for this. One, I wasn't using a GI Bill or anything like that, and I wasn't using any sort of financial aid. The benefit was, since I already had all of the general education classes out of the way and they did transfer, the only thing I had left to do was my focus classes. So the certificate and the associate's program are very similar in cost, and that's how I ended up just, and I was like, you know what, if I'm going to go through this, I want to go get the full experience. I want to get as much out of it as I possibly can. So that's why I ended up choosing the associate's program.
Okay, cool. And so like during your time there, kind of with every student, there's like ups and downs that you can vary in difference. For you, were there any challenges that you felt like you faced while you were enrolled in the associates program?
You know, the biggest challenge, and this is the whole reason I built the server in the first place, mm-hmm. was retrospectively looking back, I don't think I could have gone through this program without the connections that I made through the server, without the conversations with people that have already gone through it or were currently going through it with me. There was several assignments that I quite literally had to get help from other students for advice because, you know, I just didn't understand it. I didn't know what the professor was asking for. And I think back and I think, man, there's a lot of people that that have graduated through this program that didn't have this. They had like the forums and stuff, but it's not nearly as responsive as the Discord server. And I kind of shudder to think that, you know, if it hadn't taken off as much as it did, I would probably have had to go through that program by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been, I think that would have been the biggest challenge. That was another really large motivation to keep the server up and running. I had initially created the server. When I first created the server, it was actually called Class of October because that I thought I would just make a server for all the students that I would be going through the program with that enrolled the same time as myself. And so that quickly changed once we started getting a lot of traction. But I think that alone is the biggest challenge. And you, I know you asked for like, what was my biggest challenge there, but without that, I don't think I ran into too many like hurdles that I just couldn't get the answers to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. And I think that's good. And it also serves as a good segue for us to talk a little bit about the Discord. You kind of mentioned how the how it first came about and everything. How big is it now? Because, you know, when we were talking before, it was already growing pretty substantially.
Yeah. No, our server currently is 1,200 students, and it's students only. It's got 1,200 people in it right now. I'd say about 10 or so of them are faculty. I would say 80 to maybe even higher percentage of it is active students. And also a very large portion of the server is either active military or veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great place for them to communicate with each other and talk and interact with other fellow branch members and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's still growing. It never stopped after
high school. Yeah.
That's a lot of people in one space.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you have subreddits and Facebook groups that are like significantly smaller than that. So like that's crazy impressive. You want to talk a little bit about like some of the discourse that happens? Like, I remember you mentioning that you guys wanted to do like, it was something like a movie night.
So we do all sorts of events. I mean, we do giveaways that my moderators and my admins and myself, we fund straight out of our own pockets just to give back to the community. We give away like armors, kits and stuff like that. We also do movie nights. A lot of us are big time gamers. So a lot of times they'll be playing Tarkov or Siege or something like that in the server in voice call. Last year, Eric, currently he's active duty right now, so he's been really busy, but he streamed in October a horror movie every single night for the entire month of October just to do it.
Uh-huh.
And we're very connected to the community, and we have tons of channels for all sorts of stuff. Like, I'm a big hunting guy, so we have a big hunting channel. We have a gym channel, anime, all sorts. We have a D&D club. Like, we got all sorts of stuff in there. It's awesome. Add extracurricular stuff outside of the school, as well as we have a ton of school-related stuff because at the core, this was a school server. So I created channels. I created a forums page within the server that has every single subject that I ever took. And then I also created a library that I've uploaded every single book that I've bought for school, every book that was given to us by school, and every PDF and document, every video, and pretty much everything that the school readily gives us that we're allowed to distribute, I've put in there so that even if you graduate, you can go back and just search in the forum for that particular topic, book, article, whatever. And it's all in there. Like, people use it every single day.
That's incredible, dude. Like, with SCI being an online school, you know, obviously sort of, I guess the big positive with that is the convenience that comes with it. But I think sadly, like a major drawback of it is it's tough to create that community and kind of have that collegiate experience, you know, the social aspects of it.
Yeah.
So I just want to commend you for creating such a cool community where it kind of feels like you're able to still have that. And so, yeah, no, I think that's incredible. You know, you mentioned a lot of the guys love playing video games. Do you know if they've done anything with Hell Let Loose? Just because I know I've been like, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk about it for the last couple months. A lot of people seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah,
I haven't.
I know a couple guys actually are pretty invested. You'll be surprised how many niche games some of these guys play. Like, and it's pretty cool to watch them talk back and forth. Yeah, we got a ton of gamers in there.
Yeah, okay. Give me a good niche example.
Like, I myself play old school RuneScape, like, religiously. There's a couple other guys in there that I do as well. One of my admins, he religiously plays Arma still, which I know a ton of the guys in there do. There's some crazy ones in there. I can't really remember them off the top of my head, but those are the ones that definitely come to mind when I think of niche.
Mm-hmm.
Dota. There's a couple Dota guys.
Ooh.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all right. I never got to play Dota, but I knew about Dota from the song, from that, like, I think his name was Bass Hunter.
The Bass Hunter. Yeah, dude.
What a legend. So tell us, is there anything exciting that's coming on the horizon with the Discord, like any big events? Like, I know with graduation coming up, I didn't know if maybe there was anything happening surrounding that.
We do have some really big events that are planned, but there's a little bit of red tape that we got to go through on some of these events.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep telling the faculty and the administration, like, once I get more cleared up, then I can tell you guys. But there is, for the audience, if you guys have not joined yet, make sure you join. It's really easy to find. It's just discord.gg/ Sonoran Desert Institute with hyphens in between the words. Super easy to find. You can even create a profile and just join right away. But we have a shooting club. One of my admins hosts it, and he'll send out challenges and stuff like that. I created a ranking system in there to where, you know, if you're active in voice or if you're active in text, you actually earn server XP and your profile will level up.
Ooh.
And so I've kind of made the levels based off of gun calibers. So like level 1 is 22 and then level 5 is 9 mil and then it goes up to 10 mil and stuff like that. And then it starts getting into the rifle rounds. So different levels determine, like, for our giveaways, we do different giveaways quarterly, and we try to make it to where, like, you know, if it's a really, like, we gave away a gun last year, and so we were like, you have to be at least a 5.56 rank to be included in this giveaway. So it helps people be involved. It also helps give people credit for, you know, being active members and stuff like that. So I thought that was really cool. I couldn't have done this without the help of my main admins. Those guys are awesome. Most of them were there from day one, so they know who they are. But yeah, it's awesome. There's a lot going on.
Cool. It definitely sounds like it. Sounds like a great place. Yeah, and another thing that we mentioned in the beginning, and I want to be sure to kind of give you your flowers, if you will, for being selected as the 2023 Outstanding Graduate. How'd you find out about that, and how'd you feel when you first found out?
Well, the administration called me about a month ago, and they were like, and that's when they told me. I didn't even know that was, I knew it was, there were students that were each year were selected as the Outstanding Grad of the Year. But I didn't really comprehend that it would apply to me, because I always assumed it would be like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I just never in my mind thought it would be something that I would be elected for. So it wasn't really something I had put on my goal list. And so when I got called and told that, I was honestly kind of stunned, because I was like, I know some of the students that have graduated last year, and they're phenomenal students. Some of them have successful businesses right now. Some of them helped me during my time at SDI a lot. And so it's just, I felt really honored, really humbled. I really couldn't believe it. Having to give the speech was a little nerve wracking, but it was, it felt really cool to be, especially when they said that I'd spoken to some of the faculty, and apparently they were all in on it and they knew about it and stuff. And so several of them had nominated me, which made me feel like, it was hard to describe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, man. And listen, like, obviously work in the classroom, but then also like just outside of it, like, one of SDI's core values is meaningful relationships. And I think creating the space that you've created, it exemplifies that. So I'm glad you're getting recognition. I'll say that. So congratulations on that.
No, thank you very much. I mean, I just want to say thank you to my admins and my moderators, because they do a ton of work and they do a ton of behind the scenes work, especially when I'm busy or not around. And so I want to make sure, like, they know that, they helped me build this place. It was not a single person effort.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, yeah, I feel like it's unfortunate. Mods tend to get like the brunt of, I guess, like community ire. Like, it's like, oh, the mods are, someone took down my post. What?
Yeah.
But it really is a lot of work. So I appreciate you giving them a shout out. Yeah. When you were at SDI, did you have like a favorite class or one that you felt like you learned the most from?
My hands down favorite class was the AR10 class for graduating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody's going to be like, oh yeah, it's everybody's favorite class is the last one. But it made me realize how much I didn't know about a modern sporting rifles platform. And it really got down into quite literally the nuts and bolts of the gun.
Uh-huh.
And it made me realize how much I didn't know about assembling a upper and a lower. And that was my favorite class. I mean, I've taken the 308 out to the range, runs like perfectly. It's awesome. And I love it. It was probably the most hands-on class behind the muzzleloader class where I really, really got into it. And I would easily say that was my favorite class.
Yeah, we definitely do get that one a lot. I was talking to a grad earlier today. He said his favorite class was the ballistics class, which kind of caught me off guard because that's a lot of STEM for that's cool. That's cool. Now,
I mean, the first class was actually really interesting for me as well. The very first class I took. And that's because they touched upon a lot of the history behind, literally basic ballistics. They touched upon a ton of the history behind the quite basic ballistic properties. And so there was a ton of stuff I didn't know. And I was soaking all that stuff up. They were sending these like really old niche like articles and stuff that I loved. I thought that was all super, super interesting. So it's kind of ironic. My two favorite classes are the first and the last class. So.
Uh-huh. Hey, nice way to book into things, though. So, that's great. Yeah. I know you mentioned it in the beginning that you're still kind of doing the job you were before. 5 years down the road, what do you envision or what do you hope you'll be doing?
5 years down the road to this day, I'll have my Black Rifle Coffee franchise opened up in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hey, there we go.
And then the building next to it, directly next to it, they're going to be connected internally. But the building next to it's going to be my gun store. And
ooh.
So I'm going to have my custom work there, my FFL there, and then I'm going to own the franchise, the Black Rifle franchise that is connected to it.
Okay.
There's a lot that goes into that, and I've already started that process. It's just taking a while. I'm waiting on Black Rifle to get back to me. So if there's any people that have the connections to Black Rifle, hit me up. But they're actually on hold right now. So I've already got all the documents and everything ready. I'm ready. So it'll be sooner than 5 years. So that's my plan right now.
Sweet. Do you have a name picked out?
For my company?
Yes.
Yeah, so the company that I'm going, the company name that I have chosen, and you guys are going to hear it first here, it's Shinobi Gunworks.
Shinobi Gunworks. Cool deal. Cool deal. Yeah, if, you know, here in a, before too long, if any of you guys are in Chattanooga, definitely be sure to check that out. You know, Google it, look it up. I'm sure we'll probably have Owen on at some other point to talk about that. You know, Owen, just send me an email when you get that going. I'd love for you to kind of be able to plug that.
Yeah, sure.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to do something, and I apologize, you're the guinea pig for this, but, you know, I've talked to you before. I knew you're a cool guy, so I wanted to give it a shot. I'm going to do some rapid fire questions. I'm going to put a timer on for 30 seconds. So I want you to be able to just answer off the top, top of the dome. I think I got a couple questions, so we'll see how many we get through. All right.
Sure.
All right. 3, 2, 1. What's your favorite color?
Orange.
One meal for the rest of your life. What are you choosing?
Ribeye.
Alone on a desert island, what is one item currently around you that you would bring?
Shoes.
What is your favorite gun?
1911.
Least favorite gun?
High Point.
And last one, favorite gun rack host, Joey or Drew?
Drew.
Hell yeah. Wow, you got all those right. Well, listen, he's not here doing the interview. I'm the one in the trenches right now, so
yeah, exactly.
I get to ask the questions. So thank you for humoring me with that. Any final thoughts you have, or any last shout outs you want to share?
Yeah, so you mentioned like in the Chattanooga area, we actually have a whole forums section that's called networking, and it's based off of state and there, I mean, all the states, but there's tons of people when they come in, they actually post and they're like, hey, I'm from this area, blah, blah, blah. A ton of people have met each other, gotten coffee, gone to the range together. I actually met up with one of the other students in Missouri, and that's where I picked up my puppy, my Great Pyrenees puppy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a great way to network with other people, especially after you graduate. It's a great way to, get to know other people, especially when you're trying to build your brand within this industry. It can be hard to know people, so this is a great way to do it. I've met some of my best friends through this server. So again, if you haven't had the chance to join the server, you can just go to discord.gg/SonoranDesertInstitute/SonoranDesertInstitute, and you can just follow the link there. So that's it.
Cool deal, man. Cool deal. Owen, thank you again so much for being down to chat. I would say expect to email soon about the, because we're getting to firearms draft season here in about a month or so. Gun Rack Mafia, keep your eyes and your ears open for that stuff. But until next time, Owen, thank you so much. Talk to you soon, all right?
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Once again, we want to thank Owen for hopping onto the show. That was so much fun. I'm sure we'll have him and Shelby on sometime in the near future. We'll probably do some interacting with the Discord group. I'm really excited about that. Now, if you are a current student or a grad at SDI and you're interested in joining the Discord that we talked about here, go to discord.gg/Sonoran-Desert-Institute. You just type that in onto your browser. It'll take you to a page that says you've been invited to join SDI Sonoran Desert Institute. You choose a display name and you click continue. And there you go. It's that simple. Again, I'm obligated to say this is an unofficial one. This is not officially put on by the school, but that does not diminish how awesome of a space it is. And I'm certainly glad that it exists because it sounds awesome. So if you're interested in checking that out, I definitely encourage you to do so. Anyway, guys, from us at the Gun Rack, that is it. Folks, have fun, stay safe, and we will see you at the range.
Sonoran Desert Institute is an online school accredited by the DEAC. It is headquartered at 1555 West University Drive in Tempe, Arizona. For more information about how you can craft your firearms future, visit sdi.edu.